211 American athletes are entered in this year's Olympic Games. Although it's the largest athletic contingent, a research team at Wellesley College predicts that Germany will win the most medals. Dan Johnson is an economics professor at Wellesley and co-author of the study, A Tale of Two Seasons, Participation and Medal Counts at the Summer and Winter Games. He joins us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Professor Johnson, first of all, you did this with the Summer Olympics, and your success rate was 95%. But the thing is, you focus on the countries and not the athletes. What were some of the statistics that you used?
Income per capita, population, climate, how far away the country is to the hosting nation, to actually traveling to the games, and political structure, democracies versus single-party rules versus communist regimes, just to determine whether any of those things had any explanatory power at all.
So explain, why do you predict that Germany's going to win the most medals? And not only that, you say 31 total medals and 11 of them will be gold. Why?
Yeah, that was a shocker even to us. What we did essentially was estimate the relative impact or the relationship of each of those key economic and political variables on medal counts in past Olympic Games. So that's sort of the basic methodology.
So in Germany, what? They make a lot of money, and they have a lot of people, so therefore they're going to win the most medals.
That's exactly it.
Is that really?
Yeah, that's exactly it. In addition to that, they have a relatively cold climate, which is especially important for the Winter Games.
Doesn't it follow, though? I mean, if you do have a lot of money in the country and there's a lot of support for your athlete, and for example, in the luge, if your luge team doesn't have a state-of-the-art luge, there's no way that you can win. So
right.
I would imagine that, you know, one follows the other.
Right. And in fact, that's one of the things that we did in this paper that we left out of the previous paper and we thought it was worth including this time was to break down events by type. So we looked at events that we would classify as endurance events, the marathon in the summer games, biathlon and Nordic skiing events in the winter games. And we found that actually population base was much more important for those kinds of events than it was for events where there's a lot of expensive equipment involved.
Hmm.
You mentioned the luge or the bobsled or the ski jump, where you need very specialized equipment and training facilities. And for those sorts of events, medal winning was very highly correlated with income per capita, not population.
Well, since we're talking economics, we know how much the tickets cost. How much does it cost to win a gold medal?
Roughly $4,750 per capita would be required to win an extra gold medal. That's strange. It's not really a cost per se, because we're talking about income per capita. And if a country increases by $4,750 in income per capita, that means that everyone in the nation is $4,750 better off, in a sense. So it's not really the cost of a gold medal, but the gold medal is sort of associated with that extra increase.
So what's your prediction for the Americans?
Well, the Americans are going to do very well, but not as well as you might expect, given that we've got the home field advantage. They're going to be in a tie for third, perhaps edge out the Russians for second. There's only a one medal difference between the Russians and the two nations that we predict tied for third, the U.S. and Norway. The U.S. with 20 medals, 7 of them gold. Personally, I think that's a little bit low. I'm expecting the U.S. to do better than that.
Dan Johnson, thanks very much.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
Dan Johnson is an economics professor at Wellesley College and co-author of the paper A Tale of Two Seasons, Participation and Medal Counts at the Summer and Winter Games.